Starting in 2015, the healthcare law will require companies with at least 50 full-time employees to give healthcare to anyone working over 30 hours or pay a fine. To avoid those fines, Sugar Creek Township is limiting all its part-time workers' hours. In Sugar Creek, most of the part-timers are firefighters, says Trustee Scott Bryant.
There's a fire going on. You don't want anybody walking away at, you know, sorry, my time is up. I hit 24 hours this week. I'm going home.
But Bryant says he's still not clear how the whole thing will shake down for employers.
It's difficult for small businesses as well as local governments to really understand what the impact's going to be to, you know, the part-time labor force.
Other local employers that have said they'll limit employee hours due to health care costs include Sinclair Community College, White Castle, and the government of Tip City. But will Obamacare mean that the economy is increasingly reliant on part-time work? The CBO says no, there's actually not strong evidence that the law itself is the cause of part-time employment. The researchers say it will take a few years for the law's effect on jobs to become clear. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.